Thanks, Ian. Regional authorities in Ostrava have said they will halt preparations to house a new $1.2 billion Hyundai car plant at an industrial zone there if landowners continue to block the sale of property at the proposed site. As of Friday morning, four of the six remaining landowners had agreed to a government land swap and compensation deal. The South Korean carmaker Hyundai has set a deadline of year's end for the property deal to go through, or it will look elsewhere to build the plant.
At €3.41 per hour, the Czech Republic has one of the lowest average hourly wages of the OECD countries, the Daily Pravo reports, with only the Poles, Slovaks and Mexicans earning less. The Czech Republic also has some of the longest average number of working hours, 164.3 per month, the study found.
A survey by the research group Intrum Justita has found that Czech firms are the second most chronically late payers in Europe. In the survey of 17 countries, only Portugal fared worse. The survey also found that the Czech Republic has three times the average number of cases where creditors receive no payment in bankruptcy proceedings.
The cabinet is expected to make a final decision next week whether or not to allocate some 2 billion crowns in funding towards a new medical research centre in Brno, in the east of the Czech Republic. The Minister of Finance has come out in support of the proposal, but the Education Minister is opposed, arguing the money would be better spent on funding existing institutions.
And finally, former President Václav Havel has publicly sided with opponents of a move to extend territorial limits on coal mining. In an open letter, he appealed to the government not to destroy villages in coal-rich areas for the sake of short-term gains. A survey by the agency Factum, meanwhile, has found that nearly two out of three Czechs take the opposite view, even in northern Bohemia, which would be directly affected by extending the limits. Mining industry executives say the move could generate 12,000 new jobs.
Thank you.